Hello, this is Darren Harker from Essex Event Management in association with Hoskin Financial Educational Workshops. The workshops have been set up to work alongside associated businesses as partners to receive free industry information to the room and in time to be used as part of ongoing CPD training required by some businesses and personnel. Paul Hoskin from Hoskin Financial Planning now presents an overview of the new pension legislation auto-enrolment at Benton Hall on the 12th of November 2012.
In my job, and probably a lot of your jobs as well, you have to think on your feet and adapt very, very quickly, which is what I'm about to do when I found out none of you employed people. Auto-enrolment is the new legislation coming out, which applies to employers, but I know some of you do employ people, because it applies to you even if it's just for one. Yeah? So even if you only employ one person, this new legislation, these new rules will apply to you. It is a big subject, which there is no way on this earth I could cover in 10 minutes, and I'm sure Mark will cover his, or Nigel or Carl. So I'm just going to give you a very brief overview. There's about 50 million slides here, which I'm not going to go through every single one of them, but I'm just going to give you an overview of the new legislation and what's required. So why are the government bringing it in? Pretty obvious, really. People are not saving for their retirement. Yeah? It's estimated that around 7 million people in the UK are not saving for their retirement at this precise moment in time. So the new legislation is coming into place to encourage those people to save for their retirement. Okay? Best way to do that is to make it law that the employer has to do it with contributions from employer and employee. And we'll come on to contributions, who it affects, and how in a second. Okay, so it's now. It started October this year. Auto-enrolment, the new legislation has started already. The new legislation requires that every employer registers with the pensions regulator, TPR for short, their details of their workforce and their scheme that they're putting in place. They'll also be required to automatically enrol certain workers, and I'll come on to those workers in a sec. But even if those workers aren't entitled to be auto-enrolled, they need to be a plan in place for them to join, even if they don't automatically go on, if that makes any sense. It's too early. Employer's duties will start, as I said, in stages from October. The employer duties will apply from their staging date. Okay, so it's phased in over the next 5 years. And it's all dependent on PAYE numbers, to be honest. So the bigger company you are, the more it's going to affect you sooner. So the staging dates then, what are they? We've also got here, there's a voluntary start, so I'm sure loads of people have done that. 250 or more, if you're employing 250 or more people between now and February 2014. If you're employing 249 to 250, obviously you've got until 2015, and you can see the numbers as they're coming up. The bit that we're probably on here is this Jan 16 to 17, under 30. Yeah, it's probably going to affect anybody in this room if that's the case. Obviously, new employers, if you are starting to employ someone, then you need to do it now, basically. Okay, so there's three types of different worker, and it is dependent on age and salary. So you've got entitled, non-eligible, and you've got job holders and workers and all sorts of things. It's very complicated, because that's the way they like to keep it. But we will obviously answer any questions if you have any after the speech, really. But you've got different duties, if you like, for each individual. So you've got eligible job holders where you need to automatically enrol them. So if they are between a certain age and a certain salary band, you need to automatically enrol them. If they're non-eligible, then you still need to offer them the right or the ability to join a pension scheme. And even if they are entitled worker, you need to provide them with information and the right to join a pension scheme. So, I said at the beginning, it does affect whatever worker they are, even though you might think they're not actually entitled, Now, the phrase would mean that they are entitled to it. It doesn't really matter. Whatever work they are, whatever guise they take, you need to be able to offer them a pension scheme at least. So, as an employer, what are you not allowed to do? Okay, as an employer, you're not allowed to give advice. You cannot advise your employee whether they should or shouldn't go into the pension scheme. You're not allowed to advise them, you know, how they go into the scheme, what they contribute, the funds they invest in, etc. You're also not allowed to discourage membership. You're not allowed to encourage them to actually opt out either, because people can opt out, they don't have to join, but you're not allowed to encourage them to opt out. And you're not allowed to use prohibitive recruitment conduct. No one's wondering, have we got a recruitment consultant? Recruitment consultants could possibly go out and say, look, join this company, as opposed to that one, because they won't make you join the pension scheme. That's obviously prohibited. So it's a sort of good example there. There is effect on the scheme if you've already got one in place. I'll skip that because you probably haven't. Qualifying earnings, we talked about earnings and ages. The qualifying earnings is between 556 or up to 42,475. So anybody that falls in that bracket, they're the people that you're going to need to auto enrol depending on their age. The phase of contributions, the good news is, to start off with, at least for the next 5 years, there's a 1% worker, so the employee, and a 1% employer contribution. So that's what you would need to do to start off with during the staging period. So wherever your business falls on this line, that's not where you actually start to offer the pensions. You would need to do 1% each to start off with. From October 2017, it then gears it up a bit, 3% from the employee, 2% from the employer, and then finally it works its way up to 5% and 3%. There's a total of 8% going in there, 5% from the employee. So actually, the other issue that employers might face is, how do I encourage my employee? Or how do I get over the fact that these guys have now got to contribute 5% of their salary? Yeah, so that's another issue that could come up. So if employers get it wrong, unfortunately, the government have decided to put some fines in place. Okay? So if someone is not complying, there is a warning. If they're still not complying after the warning, then there's a bit of a wake-up call with a fixed penalty of £400. And as you can see there, for persistent offenders, depending on how many workers you've got in your company, the penalty per day goes up quite significantly. So it is a serious thing that obviously people are needing to take on board and abide by. Also, prohibitive recruitment conduct, we talked about that earlier. There are fixed penalties involved for prohibitive recruitment conduct. So again, depending on how many workers you've got in your sales force or in your company, depends on the fixed penalty amount there. And again, the more people you've got, the higher that penalty is. For third parties, I would guess this is my recruitment consultants potentially, if they was, or anybody really that's encouraging someone to join a company, there would be a fine for them as well. But just to summarise then, auto enrolment is designed to get more people saving for the future. Basically what it's there for. Employers must have some sort of pension provision for all their employees, even if they've only got one. Employers need to identify their staging dates. So those are the staging dates. You need to identify them so you can start to plan to make sure that you're ready for it. Employers will have to set up and contribute to a pension scheme which is suitable for automatic enrolment. So if you are going to go out and get a pension from your company, then you need to make sure that it is suitable for the auto-enrolment legislation. Employers must assess their workforce to determine which duties they need to carry out. They need to have different duties depending on the type of worker that you've got in place. Employers will also need to keep records of how they have met their duties. Pensions regulator will ensure employers comply with new duties and impose penalties on those that don't. I can imagine for a quite big company, this could almost be someone's full-time job of just running the pension scheme, making sure they're doing what they should be doing, keeping records, etc., etc. So there you have it. So auto enrolment, it is still happening. I wrote this slide a few weeks ago. It is more than still happening. It is happening right now. So it is on, you know, it's coming into play right now. You're probably starting to see the adverts on the telly as well. Obviously, you have my contact details anyway. If you need any advice, then please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you. Cheers, guys.
Our next event is on Monday, 10th of December at Chelmsford City Football Ground.